to point out all the things of interest to you. When we get back to the pier, there will be a few moments. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them for you then. We do ask that while you're aboard the Jungle Cruise, for your safety and for the comfort of all the passengers, please refrain from smoking and please keep your hands and arms inside the boats at all times. Whatever we see on the trip today is going to be alive and it will be in its natural state. We have nothing along here that is caged or stuffed or animated. If I see anything that's interesting, I'm going to point it out. So if you're planning any kind of picture taking, better have your cameras ready. On these cruises, I don't know any more than you folks what there will be to look at. Suggest you keep a lookout along the banks here. Maybe we'll see some alligators. Look up in the trees with the birds. Maybe an occasional monkey. Up ahead of us, on the far right corner of land, there's a very tall, straight tree. That's a cypress. That is the kind of a tree that gives this area the name Cypress Point. If you could afford to build a house or anything with cypress lumber, it would last you a lifetime. Water doesn't affect it, termites don't like it, but it is expensive. This is because a cypress tree grows only an inch and a half in diameter every 47 years. Now the big black and tan bird to your left, that is the anhinga or water turkey. Talk more about them farther down. Now to your left is where we just came from, that is Fort King Landing, and it was built to be a replica of the kind of a landing we had on these waters many years ago. Stern wheel steamboats used to bring all the mail and supplies directly to Central Florida by way of the Silver River, right here to Silver Springs. Used to make the trip from as far away as Jacksonville, Florida. A trip would take about 5 days. Now the Coast Guard requires that I point out to you folks that aboard these boats, life jackets are stored under the seats. Now we don't tell you that to alarm you because we haven't had to use them since a week ago Thursday. But if necessary, put them around your neck and securely fasten the straps. If you look up in the treetops and along the banks of the island that's just straight ahead of the boat here, we're going to see some spider monkeys. Now the spider monkey is very easy to recognize. They have very long arms. They have long legs and a long tail. With a little bit of imagination, they do resemble a big spider. Also along here, you're going to notice those boxes that have been attached to the trees, like the one up ahead of the boat. Those boxes have been placed along here for the wood duck to make a nest in. The wood duck is one of the few ducks that will nest in a tree. Any duck you see in the water along here will, in all probability, be the wood duck. Now keep a lookout along the banks here. We're coming into Alligator Alley. You might see some alligators along here. Look behind the bushes and along the banks. Another wood duck nest just to your right. The Silver Springs Jungle Cruise takes you down the Fort King Waterway. We go about a mile and a half and out into the Silver River. There are 17 large springs, give us more than 850 million gallons of 99% pure water every day. Now there's an alligator to your right, laying on the bank, a nice size alligators. You will notice that on these cruises, we do not feed these alligators, and that's because Florida law does not permit it. These alligators are wild. They do come and go as they please. We don't control them, and it is illegal to feed wild alligators in Florida. Now, the water on which you are traveling, pure enough to drink, has a year-round temperature of 72 degrees. Want to look up on the hill on the right side to see some brown animals up there. Those are the mouflon. The mouflon are sheep. They are not goat or deer. They're part of the sheep family. They're also called Old World sheep or the wild sheep of Europe, the mouflon. Quite a few of them born here recently. A lot of baby lambs along there with their mummies. Another wood duck nest on a tree up ahead of you. The wood ducks will make their nest in the tree. When they're through using that box, then the squirrels will take over. Occasionally, we'll see a snake slithering out of that hole. Along on the right side, up on the other side of that fence along there, you'll see some animals that resemble a llama. Actually, they're a cousin to a llama they're called the guanaca. They're a part of the llama, guanaca, alpaca family. They're a little bit smaller than a llama. They are the guanaca. Way up on top of that hill, those big animals up there, those are the eland. They are the largest of the antelope family. Look way over there to the right. See the baby up there next to its mama? That baby was born here at Silver Springs on the 4th of July, just about a month old. Guanaca comes from Central and South Africa. They use them as food in that area of the world. There's the Papa Eland over to your right. Now, if you just sit back, relax, look at the scenery along here. You can imagine what Florida looked way back when the explorers first came to the Americas, visited Florida. Pretty much the way it is along the Silver River here. Up in the tree to your left, there's a big black bird. Now, that is the anhinga, or water turkey. Very often see the bird up in a tree like that with its wings spread, drying its feathers. It has no oil on its wing feathers. Swims underwater to catch its food. It lives on fish. When it goes out of the water, it must spread its wings, let the sun dry its feathers before it can fly again. Keep a lookout along the right side for some rather large gray birds, and they will be the emu. Now the emu, that's a very popular crossword puzzle word. It is a three-toed, non-flying bird. Australia's national bird, the emu. Some of them up ahead on the right side. The tallest of all animals, the giraffe, up ahead on the right side. Average full grown, 18 to 20 feet tall. Strangely enough, that long neck on a giraffe has the same number of bones in it that yours and mine has. There are 7 vertebrae in a giraffe's neck. The giraffe, when he's in danger, will use that long neck just like a battering ram. Swing it back and forth, strike its prey with it. Coming up on your left side, the zebras. Now the zebras up on the hill to your left here, now they're a cousin to a horse, but the zebra cannot be tamed or trained like a horse. They're going to chase you, they'll kick you, they'll bite you. They're probably the most dangerous animal at Silver Springs. To your right are the peafowl, peacocks, peahens, together called peafowl. Around this time of year, peacocks lose their fancy tail feathers. They're not as pretty as usual. Zebras to your left. Thank you. On the right side, some more giraffes. They're very just coming out of the water on the left side. That is a saurus crane. Now the saurus is the largest of the crane family. That is one of a pair of cranes. Now its mate is up on a nest at the back of their clearing somewhere. We expect a couple of babies in a couple of weeks now. Those are ostrich eggs to your right. Well, those are real eggs, but they're not fertile eggs, and we're going to talk more about them as we come back this way. We'll be going through a gate, then out into the Silver River. The gate wasn't put here to keep animals in. The gate gets closed, locked at night. That is to keep people from entering here and bothering or molesting the wildlife. Up ahead of us, the beautiful Silver River. It is to your left up the river that the glass bottom boat turned about. Way back in the late 1930s, they made a whole series of Tarzan movies on this river. That was when Johnny Weissmuller was Tarzan, made pictures like Gator Bait, Tarzan Finds a Son, Untamed Fury, Tarzan's Greatest Adventure. When they concluded that series, the producers left behind two pair of monkeys just to experiment and to see if they could make out in the climate. Well, those two pair of monkeys experimented and made out real good. Today, there's a whole bunch of monkeys that live along both sides of this river, and I do hasten to add, they are still experimenting. We do have a few monkeys along the right side here. Must remember, we don't confine or control or cage these monkeys in any way. They do come and go as they please. Sometimes they'll go back in the forest. I'm going to try to coax them out towards the boat for you, though. See if they'll come out to me.
Come, monkey! Hey, monkey, monkey! Get out of here, monkeys! Come on, Uncle Joe is here. Let's get out of here, monkeys! Come on! That's a girl! Come on! We're gonna go see you! Come on! Let's go, monkey! Hey, you monkeys! Come on! Come on! Hey, Taffy! Hey, Taffy! Come on, monkey. Come on, Mama. Hey, girl. Come on. Come on.
Another little family on the opposite bank here. We'll go visit with them also. Now these monkeys are great swimmers. They can swim from the time they're born. We do have a family on both sides of the river here. However, they rarely pay any social calls. About the only time they'll swim across the river here is when they're planning to fight with another monkey on the other side.
Come on, lappies. Come on.
Any time? Now don't worry about those monkeys being fed enough. They're going to get fed about every 10 minutes all day long, 7 days a week. Straight ahead of the boat on the bank, there's another alligator. Now these monkeys are the rhesus monkeys. They come from India. They're not the kind of a monkey, though, that people make a pet of, but they have been very helpful to the medical profession. They have used them for developing the soft polio vaccine, also to determine the Rh factor in the blood. And a rhesus monkey was the first kind of monkey that went into outer space. Now keep your hands and arms inside the boat as we go back through the gate. Again to your left, that black bird on the trunk of the tree, the anhinga or water turkey. Another one straight ahead of you on that limb. Up on the top of that hill, there are several ostrich nests. Usually, there'll be about 3 female ostriches to each male ostrich will all lay their eggs in a common nest. Every day, the ostriches examine the eggs, and any egg they feel is not fertile, they will discard. Now, we have gathered together a few of those non-fertile eggs and put them on display to your left. An ostrich egg weighs about 4 pounds, takes 42 days to hatch, and a baby ostrich is about the same size as a full-grown chicken. Ostrich eggs are edible, the only problem, they cost about $100 apiece. Up on the top of that hill over to your left there, some odd-looking black and white birds are the marabou stork. Marabou stork, a meat-eating bird of prey, is very much like a vulture. Also laying up there is one of our newest llamas. Now all of the animals along here, including our monkeys, do get special diets. And for example, each of the giraffes along here will be fed about 20 pounds of a special pellet type of food every day. They do get all the alfalfa they can eat. And oh yes, once a week they're given a half a pint of Geritol. Now, I'm sure you wonder why the Geritol. Well, you notice that wire caging around the trees to your left. We had to put that there to keep the giraffes from eating the bark off of those trees. You see, in their native land, they will eat the bark to get vitamins and iron in their diet. Of course, we can't let them do that here. It would kill the tree. So we have to supplement their diets with the Geritol. Giraffes over to your left. Coming up on the right side are the zebras. There should be 3 zebras along here. We have 2 female, 1 male zebra. The male zebra, of course, is the one that has the black stripes, and the females always have white stripes. On the right side again, that pretty saurus crane. Largest of the whole crane family. Way over to your left is the dromedary, or the one-humped camel. Now the dromedary, or the one-humped camel, comes from Arabia. And that hump is where they store their excess fat. Use it when food is scarce. We are traveling up the Fort King waterway. This is a natural waterway. We widened it, dredged it to accommodate the boats. The depth of the water would be about 10 feet. This waterway, the adjacent land, and the Silver River is all a fish and wildlife refuge. There's no hunting and no fishing. The boat in which you are traveling is powered electrically. There are 72 batteries. two 7.5 horsepower electric motors. There is no pollution and there is no damage to the environment from these boats. The palm tree growing along the bank to your right, that is a sable palm. Now that is Florida's state tree, also known as a cabbage palm. Part of that tree can be cut up, boil it, call it swamp cabbage. Eat it raw or as part of palm salad. Either way, it is quite delicious. You might have noticed some little pink and white pearl-like clusters attached to the rocks and logs and roots. Those are the freshwater snail eggs. Freshwater snail always lays their eggs above the waterline so fish and turtle can't eat them. In about 30 days, the sun will hatch those eggs. They fall back into the water, and then the fish and turtle will have a little feast, but there's always enough left over to start that life cycle all over again. Along on the left side, watch for the guanaca. On the left side, I believe we get a good look at the eland now. Whole family up there. We had a baby eland born here about a year ago. Most recent was on the 4th of July. There's a plant growing along the point of land just to your left here. That's a yucca plant or a Spanish bayonet. The broadleaf plants along the bank are the wild caladium. Growing amongst them is a very large leaf plant, and that is an elephant ear. Along the left side, we'll try to get another look at the mouflon or the old world sheep. Wild sheep of Europe. I'll try to call them down here, maybe they'll come. Ah! 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 You might notice this ram just to the left here, very beautiful animal, but he's not too smart. Had to fish him out of the water here a couple of weeks ago, ran right off the edge of that bank. He was chasing one of those female sheep, didn't see the U-turn. kept right on going.
Ah!
We'll try to look at some spider monkeys up ahead of us. Now, a spider monkey is just a little bit different. Spider monkeys only have four fingers on their hands. They have no thumbs. But they more than make up for not having a thumb by the way they can use their tail like another arm or leg. Now, if I get a little bit close to a spider monkey, don't try to reach out to touch them. Or if they swing over near to the boat, stay out of their reach. Recently, one of these monkeys did swing over towards a boat, grabbed a hold of a woman by her hair, gave it a good yank, pulled the woman's wig off right in its hand, nearly scared the poor monkey to death. Now, these spider monkeys will be on the island coming up to your left, probably up in the trees. That's the way they live. They have no houses or nests for their shelter. A little baby up here somewhere. See if we can get Mama to bring the baby down to the boat.
Monkey. Hi, Mama. Hi, Mama. Come on, girl. Hey, come on, Mama. Uncle Joe's here. Come on. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. Come on, Mama. Come on, girl. Hey. Come on. Come on, Mama. Come on. Come on, girl. Come on. Come on, Mama. Get down here. She likes the peanuts taken out of the shells. Come on, girl. Come on. Come on, Margaret. Come on. Come on down here. It's for you. Come on. Come on, girl. Come on, Margaret, come on down here. Come on. Hey, come on. Anything you want, come on down. Come on, gal. Come on, Mama. Come on. Come on down. Come on. Come on. Here we go. Come on. Get your bread. This is Igor. He's the king of this whole bunch. What do you want? You going to talk to me? You going to talk to me? What do you got to say? Come on. Talk to me. Give a big smile. How about a peanut? Come on. Come on. Hey. Come on, Mama. Mama and a little baby are going to stay up in that tree, I guess. Come on, girl. Come on down here. I guess not. Thank you. Come on, Billy baby.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed your little cruise and that you will come back to visit me and my friends again real soon. If you enjoyed your trip and do plan on returning, next time look me up